love, Amud, Beis.
Fill up the messy parts. It's good.
Good.
Okay. So we said last, okay. We spoke last time about Amr Abai Makadosh Mimilda in Mukadeshis. Now, then the Gemara says, Makadosh Banos Milva, it is Mukadeshis. But it's also Lazarus came near Aramis Ribbis. It's called Aramis Ribbis. So what's this case that Hanah is moving Mukadeshis, but also Lazarus came near Aramis Ribbis? So high in Oz Mubah Hechidomi, what's the case? Elim the Oz Kifa, the Marla Abba Bechamisha, Havribas Mal Yosuhu, Rashi. Elim the Oz Kifa made Kora, he lent originally with Ribbis. He said, here's 4 shekel, and give me back 5. Abba Bechamisha. Vashramarla is Kachili Bezuz Chamishi. Now he says, you know what? That's Zuz Chamishi, which you owe me. I'm going to be Meichel that Choyv. And the Hanah of me being Meichel that Choyv, with that Hanah I'm Mekadosh you. So that can't be the case. Why can't that be the case? So the Gemara says, because that would be Ribbis Ma'al Yosef. That would be Mamish Ribbis. Not Tarumas Ribbis. Like a loan. It's a lotion of a loan. What? Yeah, hold, stand them up, yeah. So you hear the vibe? What's the Gemara saying? Gemara saying, yeah, we've got the lotion, but yeah, by certain places. So you hear what it's saying? He lent him $4, and now you owe me 5. And he says to you, you know what, that $5 that you owe me, I'm canceling the loan. And the Hanah, again, we spoke about this before, that a canceling of a loan is not enough. But the Hanah that you have that I cancel the loan, I'm a Kaddish. Not the loan, but the extra dollar, I'm a Kaddish. The Gemara says that can't be the case because that's Ribbis Mamish. Yeah. So Rashi says, Ribbis Mal Yosuhu, Rashi says, they are my Korile Haramis Ribbis. So why are you calling it Haramis Ribbis? Oh, so the Medayik and Rashi, the Medayik and Rashi, maybe the Machna is also Medayik, because I didn't look up the Machna, but I see I wrote next to Rashi, I in Ritva and I in Machna. So I have to look it up first to say for sure, but they are definitely Medayik. There are those that are definitely Medayik and Rashi. The problem with the Gemara was, am I correlating Haramis Ribbis? What's the Diyak and Rashi? The Diyak is, that I would have thought Pshat and Gemara was that it can't be the case is that he charged her $5 for Ribbis and said, you know what, keep the $5, I'll be Meichel the $5, and with that I will Mekadosh you. So Gemara says it can't be that's the case. Why? Because that's Ribbis. So I would have thought Pshat and Gemara was that's Ribbis, meaning I don't owe you anything. What do you mean you're going to cancel the choiv that I have to you? And with the Hanah of that choiv, you want me to be Mekadesh myself to you? I don't owe you that $5. It's Ribbis. You weren't allowed to charge me for the first place. It's Usr. It's Usr for me to pay it, like we had in yesterday's Parsha. There's an Issa both in the Malvin and the Loivet. Mamish yesterday's Parsha. Yeah? So what choiv? There is no $5 I owe you because you said so. It's nothing. Something possibly Mekadosh me with it. I would have thought that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's the Gemara means, Ribbis Mal Yosuhu. Yeah? But Rashi is not mashma that way. Rashi is mashma, it's a lashon problem. Why are you calling it ribis mashma? Why are you calling it the Rama's ribis? If that was the case, you shouldn't call it ribis mashma. Not that Rashi had a problem with the din. The din might still be true. The din might still be true. I can make issue with that extra fifth zuz. Except the lashon, the wrong lashon. Don't call that a Rama's ribis, call it ribis. So what's going on here, Rashi? The chari is, it's a pella. And that's when the ritva comes in. The ritva says, Dr. Ritva, he learns like he learns clearly like we're being medayik and Rashi, like Davin Miluim and maybe the Makna also and others are medayik and Rashi. And he says, Rivas Malyosu Pirish, Lishna Ba'alma Kamakshile. The Gemara is bothered by the Lashon. Hey, Kikori, a Rama Zirbis, how can you call it a Rama Zirbis? You shouldn't call the Rivas. Avavadai, but that's for sure. I feel with the ribbis gemura, even if it would be ribbis mamish, in kvar parat the law, and she paid him the ribbis because of a kitchavai, and then he used that ribbis from a kaddish and mekudeshes. She'd be mekudeshes. The gemara never had a problem with the din. The din that I can use your ribbis to mekaddish you with, that never bothered the gemara.
What do you mean she already paid him? She already paid him, so then how do you?
So then we're going to get back to this lashon of the in a minute. The Richmond says a lashon that she already paid him.
Even
the question is,
even.
Or he said, that's
even the
point.
And then he gets it back to
him. Well, he says, even with Ribbis Gemura, even with Ribbis Gemura, meaning
what?
Aramas Ribbis, and even Ribbis Gemura, so I'm not right, that's what the even could be. If she paid him and then he used it to give it back to her, forget him, forget him. The moy is the ribbis because the money of ribbis shaparam loyva la malva that the loyva pays the malva koneu la gamri. The malva is coined that money completely. Umam and gomle loy mamish belongs to the malva. Elish yishlav choyva la zira. Just what? He has a chiv to give it back because since there's a mitzvah called the chaya chicha imach. If you look in the Gemara and Bamitzia, some chalav, some days talks about this. The chaya chicha imach is the din that you have to give back the ribbis. That's a mitzvah to give it back. Obezim atzim imenu. V'imeis. Ein bon chayov alakzir. And the mitzvah says, we learn out from Gemara and Bamitzir, the Afsam of the Beis, that if he dies, the bonim are not chayv to give back the ribbis. They're not chayv. Other bit of mesuim, they kvayt aviyam, unless it's something obvious, because of their father's covered. But miyikar adin, and dine mamanis, they're not chayv to give it back. But like, not only that, you hear this? I feel because though the Masakin Lav, it doesn't fix the lab, good Masakin Lav, the Gezel will be shoven. The same way you fix the lab of Gezel, which gives something back. Like the Mishpah says over there in Ezu Neshach also. So here we have an unbelievable Chiddush. An unbelievable Chiddush. Until now, I would have thought that maybe it's like Gezel. You don't have something that's not yours. Gezel, it says, give it back. Ribbis, it says, give him back what you took from him to support himself. It's not yours, Bechlau. There's no happening in the world, you're going to have an issue with it. Over here, Dr. Ritva, an unbelievable Kiddush. Ribbis belongs to the Malva. It's a choyv that you have to pay, and the Malva's coined in that choyv, and it becomes his. Period. True, there's a mitzvah to give it back. But it's not the shot, I'm giving back something that's yours, it's mine. But I took it in an usher way, and therefore the Torah requires me to give it back. And the Ritva says, these are the right. Dr. Ritva, that's why the Yisraim Amar Mech, no. The Yisraim Amar Mech to pay it back. If the Yisraim are holding on to the Gezel that their father took, or the Mechuyim and Eishan of the Zela, of course. Because that thing still belongs to the Migdal. But what is Ritva trying to prove from the Yisraim case? What he's proving is that the Chai Yechid HaImach is not that I'm holding on to your mamma. It's that I did something wrong. I did an iser, and I have a seven mitzvah on me called the chaychi imach to give back the loyv and the money that they made him live. But if the father's dead, do you say him have that mitzvah? They don't have that mitzvah. They don't have that mitzvah. That's the father's mitzvah. If it would be that the nechosim themselves are meshubit the other person because he stole it from the other person, so of course you say him have to give it back. nothing to do with who's chayv the mitzvot. The nechasim are meshuvah to the nigdal. They have to go. They belong to the nigdal. You see here an unbelievable chiddush. The money of the bibus does not belong to the wife. It belongs to the malvah. It's the malvah. Except the malvah is a mitzvah to do. That's his mitzvah. It's not his son's mitzvah. Unbelievable chiddush. He says another rabbi. He said it's not even a sack in the lab. By the Hishlag Zayla, the Hishlag Zayla can fix the way Sikhs are. Over here it doesn't fix it. We have rights to this when the Gemara above Matthias. Over here it doesn't fix the lab. A person was over Ribbis, and then he goes and pays the Ribbis back. He doesn't fix the lab with that. Why? Because again, it's two different things. He's not giving back what belongs to the wife. He already did what he was kind of that money. It's his. He has a separate chiv called the Chai Chi Chimo. So therefore, the Mitzvah says, that's why you can go ahead and the Mekadosh, the issue with it, that's not a problem. The only problem the Gemara had was that came the case of the Brice or of the Gemara, because if that was the case, you shouldn't call it Ribbis Magyos and not Haramus Ribbis. But the fact that you can use that Ribbis Mekadosh and Isha, that never bothered the Gemara according to the Mitzvah and Rashi. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. So one Mitzvah Chayit in what? Who? Oh. So this is what we call, this is the Chiddush over here. And this is what they call, the Achreidim, the Halashim, called Treif Vagel. Treif Vagel. The Medayik, the Zilkos Ribbis is in Yeridaya, not in Koish Mishpah. Why is Zilkos Ribbis in Yeridaya, not in Koish Mishpah? In Koish Mishpah is the part that I'm holding on to Yerim's Gel. Yeah? The Ribbis is the Pshat. It's not the mine, but I took it in a Treif away. It's a Yeridaya Dikadin, not a Koish Mishpah Dikadin. You understand? According to this way of looking at it. Unbelievable Kiddush. There's a sermon about there's a thing if you have to pay it back, but the money is belongs to you. You can't say it doesn't. And maybe you're Mekadosh Nisha with it. That we see clear in the Ritz. Before we get to the Chazon Ish, that's the story we see clear coming out of the Ritz. No, I think it means that Filu means, because I would have learned the Gemara meant Haramis Ribbit Kiddush can work. But Ribbis Malyas, it can't work. No, because before Rashi in the Mitzvah, I would have said, it's not your money, it's not your mummy, it's not your mummy. And that does the Mitzvah, no, even Ribbis Malyas is your mummy. Even meaning, not just Haramis Ribbis, even Ribbis Mamish. The only problem the Gemara had was a Lushan problem. It was a Lushan problem. That's what he's coming from. That's clear, that much is clear. What's not clear is the following. This is where the Chazon Ish comes in. And this is where that the deal that you guys have with the Lashon HaMitzvah comes in. The Parsha, let me say it outside, and then you saw the Chazon Ish already. You didn't see it? All right, maybe I'll go and if the Rambam wants me to do it inside, I'll do it inside. But I want to just speak it out outside so that I'll make going inside that much easier, okay? Outside first. Here's the question now. Parshat Pshat, if I take this rib and I plug it into the Gemara, Parshat Pshat, so then you have to say, Pashtus, that the case, that the Gemara says, first of all, it's Ribbis Malyasa, but I Hainu Milva, second of all, it's a Milva. Now, Parshat Pshat in the Gemara, it sounds like, that what I just said, that the Ribbis, with the Ribbis, I can still be Makadosh and Isha, it's even with the Choyv of the Ribbis. Because the Gemara calls it a milva. That means when the Gemara says ba'oyid milvahi, parshim shat, that means she didn't pay that $5 yet. It's still in the milva stage. And I'm saying with the choiv of the $5, I'll be michael the choiv you have to me of the $5, and with the hanah that I'm michael it, I'm a kaddish. Because the Gemara calls it a milva. That's the parshim shat that you would take this with and plug it into the Gemara. Yeah? This is the Chazon Ish's main problem. Love the Chazon Ish. It can't be that you can say you are a chiv to me that the Torah says it's also for you to pay. It can't be that the Torah is saying it's also for you to pay it, it's also for me to collect it, but in Hilchos Dinim Mamedus you owe it to me. Such a reality can't exist, the Chazon Ish says. Why? In Svara, he held, it can't be. It can't be. So he says, you can't learn that the pshat. He says, what you have to learn is, what the Ritva meant was, and this is where your idea comes in, and this is mash with the Ritva, you're right. The Ritva didn't mean that with the choiv that you have towards me in the Ritva, actually Makadosh. Because there it can't be the choiv. There ain't no choiv. No choiv. Can't go to choiv. It's also to do it. Yeah? What the Ritva meant was that if you already paid it, and now I want to say I'm a Kaddish you with that dollar, that's called a good Kiddushin. We don't say, what do you mean? You have to be a Kaddish her, you owe that to her anyway. No, it's hers anyway. No, it's not hers anyway. The mouth is koyed of it. The Chodin is Mechalik. When it's in the stage of a Choyiv, that we cannot say that Choyiv belongs to the mouth. That far we cannot go. That chiddush we can't be soizel. All we can say is a lesser chiddush. That once it was already collected, which again, the Ritva does say that lashon, he already collected it. You're right. Once already collected, then you can go ahead and accuse him of a kaddish. That's all the Ritva meant. The Gemara says it's a milveh. If you already collected it, it's not a milveh. So that the Chazanish said, he says, you have to understand. A lot of times the Gemara says two reasons. It says reason A, but always reason B. He says what the Gemara means is that the two reasons are mutually exclusive. They're not built on each other. Each reason, yeah, this is how you already got the pshat, good. Each reason is coming to say that even if the other reason wouldn't be true at all, even if the other reason wouldn't be true at all, I have an independent reason why this can't be. So that's what he reads the Gemara. He reads the Gemara like this. First of all, even if you went ahead and she paid it, I didn't spend this drink. Even if she went ahead and she paid the ribbon, so then I understand the Kedusha works, but that's, I have a linguistic problem. That's not called the rubber service, that's what Ms. Molly is. The oid, and even if it wouldn't be ribbage, we're talking about a case where she didn't pay it yet, so it's a milk. So each reason is coming to say an independent reason why it can't be good without the other reason being true. That's what the Chazanish reads in Gemara, which Mamela then you could limit the Mitzvah's Chiddush to say that not that the choiv already belongs to the Malvin, only once collected, then it belongs to it.
How do you read the word behind the Malvin?
Meaning, the ribbis one is even right. Even if it wouldn't be a milveh, your mamash paid it.
Paid it back already.
I paid it back. So then I have a problem with the wash, and you should have called the ribbis malyasa and not a ramas ribbis. And even if it wasn't any problem, even if there was no ribbis issue over here, we have a milveh issue. Even if there is a choyv, but it's a milveh, and a milveh you gave him a guy issue.
But there's no milveh. She doesn't know
that it's ribbis. What? Yeah, I'm saying it, even if there wouldn't be a ribbis. Even if it's a regular milveh. Yeah.
It's not a choiv.
The two independent reasons why this thing can't work.
Why can't it be a case like you want instead of from the very beginning?
Yeah.
Where your Makadesh with the Anah canceling off?
No, so one time, we'll get to Rashi in a minute. It includes that case too. That's Rashi. We'll get to Rashi in a minute. You're right. We'll get to Rashi in a minute. So should we do this? So the Chazanish, yeah, that's the book. That's now. What the Chazanish doesn't explain to us is, here's an interesting thing then. We'll get to that point in 1 minute. He's saying like this. What's he saying? He's saying, I spent you $4, you have to pay me back $5. Yeah? That's just dollars. Yeah? Punch Pshat Mikra, we understood. That's a real choice. That's a real choiv, meaning I can cancel that choiv and say that I know I'm getting that choiv because of that in Kadosh.
No.
Before the Chazanish.
You just said that it's yours if you can't.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's the Chiddush of the Chazanish. But before the Chazanish, that's what we would have learned. So the Chazanish, that can't be. That's not true. You can't go to choiv. It can't be. From the Torah is Matil and Isaron, both of them on the Mal, the Emet. It's not a choiv. What does the Ritva mean? The Chazanish says it means what is mashma, which is you already paid it. Not a choy, but the chiddush. When you already paid it, then it does wrong to the mouth. It's it's not like gezel that always belongs to the nigdal. The only thing that belongs to the malach, period. You can bring a kaddish with it. Okay, how does it work? Gemara, that's what we just said. What the chazanish doesn't really explain is how did that happen? Meaning, if it's true that it was there was never a real chayiv there, so once I collected it, how did it become mine? Usually, if it doesn't become mine, it means there was a chayiv. If there was no chayiv, it had to become mine. So what is it? So it's a matana. You gave me a matana? Or you're meichel to me. Meaning, he had the vibe. He's saying there's no chayiv. Before the chayiv came along, we learned that it's mamash chayiv, which that's a tremendous chiddush. But at least with that chiddush, I understand how it became the malvin. Even when it was the chayiv form, it was the malvin. And now we're saying it was the chayiv form, it was not the malvin. There was no chayiv here at all.
He stole it.
If he stole it, it had to become his. So how did the chazan issue
something?
No, is that true? If I steal her thing, I can makadish with it? I can. If I steal her thing, I can't makadish with it. Yeah, so that part he doesn't talk about. He doesn't say. Yeah, but you're what I'm asking.
Yeah.
You have to say something like you're saying, maybe that. And Khanami, that it's called Mechila. It's called Matan. I gave you that. I'm Michael. Yeah, he is doing Khanit. Khanit just agrees to doing Khanit once he has it. He just says, no, what? Zayla, you get
Makadish. You've been attached with stolen money? If I stole?
No. If you stole, and you have the chutzin that I'm
shot. I'm not saying there's a change.
I'm not
there.
Rock a little
bit of
gossip.
You can't. No. It's a there. Cash will be stolen money.
That's what Gemara is saying. I have two problems with what you said up here. You said that the Nas Mil is this case. I have two problems. Yeah? One is that even if it wouldn't be a milva problem, and I know as milva just means the money you already paid me back and I'm using it, you have another problem. And furthermore, it's anyway a milva problem. Then you're right, the each one is canceling out the other one.
Okay, how do I propose that the word anas milva means she paid me back and I used
I know, of the
paid me back?
Yeah.
So
go be Makadish.
That's the
payment of the milva. The payment of the milk, yeah.
Let's say you pay me back. That's I spent you 20 bucks, and then you pay back 20 bucks. And I use 20 bucks to...
I mean, that's really the point. He is learning the Chazanish that we're coming to say that this din can't be true. Either way, the din can't be
that's
true.
The way the Rick
is learning the Gemara. First of all, it can't be right. The void is, we're talking to the milk. First of all, let's pretend we weren't over the milva. I still have a problem with what you're saying. But I was over the milva, so...
But that's an extra milva. But the case is
not an oh, yeah, it's a different question. Hold on. That's one second. I wanted to ask you guys that, but let's finish up. I'll get back to that. When we finish the next Rashi, I'll get back to that.
Can you just okay? How do you read in the old hand milva according to the Ritva and the Chazanish? How do they differ?
By the way, just give me the chit. Yemi is asking, so every money, maybe, even by gezel money, that's what you're asking, even by gezel money,
sure.
It's what's on. It's different money that you have to go back. Okay, but even by chepetz we're talking about. If you have the chazanish that I'm shubbing, even there we're saying that the chiluk between the gezel and the ribbis. Ribbis we're saying is mamish owned by the malach period. Very different than gezel. You're right. When you talk about cash, maybe there's not a big difference because cash, anyways. But even by chapotim we see a difference. Even by the chosim mishubotim we see a difference. So you're right. The comes that goes to chazon ish is when the gemara said the first reason it was ignoring that it was chal tor ben amilvah, and it was saying an independent reason why there's a problem here. And the ba'oid is tor ben amilvah. Yeah. That's why the chazon ish is a chiddush. That's why, you know, we understood, Avnei Milum understood, and others, that no, we're talking about the whole time that it's still in the status of a choy. Because that really is the Pashim Shad the Gemara. The whole time is a man of Milum. Yeah?
How did the Ritz read the Gemara?
Huh? Also, I was giving the Abraham Mitzvah. So, I know it's Milum Ekedom. He lived with the Abraham Mitzvah, the Abraham Mitzvah, right? And the only way that would possibly ever work as a kedushin is that you already paid back the alva and now you're using the makadisher. So you should have called it ribbis malia. If that's what you meant, even though that's darker than the word milva, but that's the only way I could type what you meant. So you should have called it ribbis malia.
Because otherwise, according to the ritual, it never would have worked. Because there was no
quote
there.
Exactly.
If she still had that fifth, I need that fifth.
No, exactly.
Nothing there.
Exactly. So we're not even talking about that. We're talking about where it's still in the status of Alpha. And therefore, Void Milvi. Void Milvi, Heine Milva.
That's
saying it like him now. That's what I'm saying. No, not the Chazon Ish, when I said that. There's the both going on. The both going on. Both the first reason and the second reason are going on. And she didn't pay it yet. That's what he said without the Chazon Ish. Yeah, the way I'm saying it now, in the Konami. Yeah, that's right. That's what he's saying. But you guys are right. The Ritz himself uses such a lotion. Which is true. Yeah, okay, so let's look at the next Rashi, because a couple of questions just came up that we need to work out. So Gemara says, what is the case? V'oydainu milva, we did the first Rashi, Ribbis Mayasi. V'oydainu milva, sha'af, azur, zazeh, kavar, mechiyebet, ve'oymet. Gizuz, you're already chayivin. So what's the difference in that and a milva?
Again, that's if you don't hold like the Ritz said initially, and... As we say, that is old. And if you want to say you don't hold on and you hold that it could be a hole, then it's
been... But if anyway, problem with the milk, right. So Gemara answers, what's the case? What's Tzricha, the Arvach L'Zimno. The case is that he gave her more time. Rashi. The Arvach L'Zman Hava Oslai. Extended the loan. Vomerlo. It's kachi ba nozu. Sha'at ayit no senes pruta lo odem shifaiseni akach. You would have had to pay a lawyer to convince me to extend the loan. It would have cost you a shava pruta to get the loan extended. Right? Or you'd have to pay me. And so therefore, in that hana, it would have cost you to extend the loan. I'm a kachi.
Let's say she doesn't want to extend the loan.
The so she could say no.
She got the money.
So she'll say no. The M, Pirish law. Kach. I'm sorry, but Pirish law, Agonot, or Domikal. It's not Doimet, or Agonot, or Agonot means revis, it means charging you for holding your money. This is not a case of Agonot. The M, Pirish law, Kach, if you said this, Mikudesh. So it works. But it's a Ramas Rivis, who the Havya, it's a Ramas Rivis, like the Gemara said. The loy, it was gummer. The cut lamidi, he wasn't cut anything with her. You know, 4 for 5. That's what was gummer. Here he didn't do that. The lamidi shrunk him in on him, take anything from her. So the Ram is ribbis. It might be also the Rabbanan. Whatever status Ram is ribbis has, that's not our sugi so much. But it's not ribbis gummer. Because Seiko Saif is getting something to extend the loan, so... Okay. Now Rashi says, The kol shekein machula. This is what I was talking about with you guys last year.
The kol shekein
charged him standalone. Charged him standalone. Yeah, no, he is.
Charge
the money I would have taken.
You have to be captured with the proof.
No. No, but he's saying the money that you don't have to pay because I'm saving you that expense. You're right. In the case we pay somebody else the money, that might be different. But here he's saying I'm saving that expense, but give me the condition in exchange. So that's already a promise. But it's not written as gomer. Then Rashi says, listen to this. The kol shekein machula kol amalva, kol amilva. A vada he canceled the whole milva. The amala. It's actually by noas mechila do. The hash to the gayav la achfuta, the noas milva. Because it's like I gave her the hanor right now. Avaki mekadosh lo biikar amoyis, lav mi di yav la. Shkvar heim rishu so veim shalom. So Rashi says in a chinami. When we said Makadish Milva at the beginning, we meant Makadish the money that I gave you. That money's gone. If I'm Makadish you with that no, canceling out the loan, that works. But Rashi, that would work even if I cancel out the whole loan. You don't need that Romans to be this case. The Gemara could have said, Hanos, Mechilas Milva just means, I'm Makadish you with the no, you're getting that I'm canceling the loan. Just what? The Gemara wants it. He just said Romans to be this case. Gemara wants us to know if you do it like this, it works, but it's a Ramas Ribbon. That's its own unique din. But in the Chinami, Rashi says, the Gabi the condition would also work, kind of cancel out the whole loan. I know it's Mechilas, call a milva, period. That would also work.
Why is that called a Ramas Ribbon?
No, that maybe that wouldn't be called. No. That case wouldn't be called.
Yeah, Gemara says it's called a Ramas Ribbon. What's the case of a Ramas Ribbon? You cancel out.
Well, would that case be called a Ramas Ribbis according to Rashi? Does Rashi mean in that case it also goes Ramas Ribbis? No. He means
just extending the line. It can't be a Ramas Ribbis because you can't do the loan. No, unless you say like marriage is worth more than
money. What does Rashi mean by that line? That would also be Ramas Ribbis or no? That would be even without Ramas Ribbis.
The loan
is
double.
That's who the young law has to do the North Nova.
That
works. Meaning, copy the Kiddushin of the culture. Copy the Kiddushin of the culture, but is it also, does it mean that it's also from Zivis? No, that's Mamish.
Should be mindful of the money.
Yeah. That no, because.
It's not from Kilo's money,
with the Hano. With the Hano.
If it's not around Zivis, because she's not keep taking the money back anymore.
How
have you
lived it? He's not taking the money back.
Why
isn't he the
hot dog? No, it can. I'm saying, if I give you a loan of $20 and then I say you have to give me back a car, that's a rumus. That's ribbons.
If I give you $20 and I say.
And you gave her $500 and you say, I want to
make a car. But give me a dollar worth of services, that's not ribbons.
Why?
Because he's not giving it to you. She owes him $100.
She's not paying back.
They keep the $100.
More than what it's
and
if I lend you an egg,
that's not happening.
That's the whole thing, right? If I lend you an egg, you give me back two eggs.
Yeah. But that's not the case.
So forget about the. You don't have to give back an egg. You give me back two eggs.
Yeah, you're not taking back two eggs.
Get it back to me worth more than.
Why? I give you $500.
Shabakuta. That I'm mindful the halva, that's going to be kaddish. You want to come along and say it's a Ramas Ribbis. And I want to tell you it's not a Ramas Ribbis. Huh?
But
I can't hear.
No, but it's not like getting it wrong.
Why?
None.
He's not taking back the money.
No, he's saying marriage is worth more than that. This was more than that. He may lay it on the...
And he's a newlywed. Look, you married him 6 months.
Oh, yeah. You can argue. You can argue that it's good to always be newlywed.
Hey, you want me the $100 back? Give me your
something. The chocolate was more than $100.
Oh, no, maybe it's not. Maybe the full chocolate.
Okay, so fine. Do you know what that means?
How do I know?
That means bad trip?
Maybe for you, I'd pay $100. I'd pay $150 for that.
Maybe. Well, But the Torah and the Halacha tells us that the cost of man and woman is a fruit.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
Clearly.
Yes, it does.
There's some value on honey. No, it's a fruit. There's no value on
honey. No, because it's a woman. I need a fruit.
That's right. The minimum honey you must give her is a fruit.
So that's what I'm giving you. We're calling it a fruit.
You're right.
We're calling it a fruit.
You're right.
You're making things up. The value, if you're giving something that doesn't have a real value on it, then you call it a fruit, then that's a conjunctive. If it's fruit, then you have a problem.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't understand what you're saying.
What do you got?
You're saying
okay.
Joe's a million bucks.
What do you want?
Joe's a million bucks. And you're saying, no, because I can't be because you with the money, because nobody knows what's on it. So I'm not that I'm being mindful. Be married. Marry me. Do you want to say it's a Rebbe's Rebbe?
$1.
I'll give you an example.
$1?
That's $1.
$50. If it's anything more than a pruta, it's not a Rebbe's Rebbe.
It is. Hello, she's taking Rebbe's Rebbe. She got 500 bucks.
Maybe it's
not Rebbe.
Maybe it is called her Rebbe's
Rebbe. She's taking Rebbe's
Rebbe. Her Rebbe's Rebbe is a classic example of saying thank you after you pay back the loan, right?
You're saying she's taking Rebbe's Rebbe. You're saying it's not enough.
She's not paying back the loan.
It's not enough.
She's not paying back the loan.
Her Rebbe's Rebbe is that it looks like
something more.
The lender is getting more.
But they're not. Because she's not getting money. She's not giving the money back. Anymore.
So what? You don't get money. You're getting about five.
There's no money over here. The money's taken out of the equation.
They're straight up.
What do you guys say?
Straight up.
What can you
say? She owes you
Rashi's case.
Right.
What is
the value of 5 seconds?
So what is that?
We don't know. Is that right.
Yes, you do. We know. You're not listening. We know. You don't.
What do you say?
That's 100%
wrong. Against what I'm saying. I'm saying that if there's no halva here anymore, then you can't have ribbon.
Ah, that's the argument.
Huh?
Hold on.
Tell the truth.
All I know from the Gemara, I don't see anywhere,
That's my deal.
I put it in. I can give you a massage, but I can't.
There's no money.
I'm not
Hanas, no, but that's a classic case of canceling the loan.
and it says it's Haram is Rivas. So it's
wrong. Haram, not Rivas. Haram
is
no, one second. That's the question.
But that's different.
The question is, there a difference?
You just said, you said that's not called Haram is Rivas.
Well, you want to read Rashi.
I guess it depends on the amount. It depends on the amount.
I think, by the way, the question is, what's the answer to the money?
So there is a deal here,
the Chora, that it's Mutter Mamish. It's Mutter Mamish. Why? Because Rashi's saying that the Gemara said Arvich Lazimna. The Hana of Arvich Lazimna works. Except it's called the Rama service. But technically it works. So Rashi says, and if I'd be Michael the Khoisan Khan, it also works. Right? So now, if you'd ask Rashi, if I can make the Kohen Gantz, it also works, then why did the Gemara pick this strange case of Abba Chazimna? What Rashi means is, because the Gemara wanted to teach me the special din called the Ramas Ribbon, which it couldn't have taught me in the case of being Michael the Kohen of Anas and Chilo outright, because that's Mutter and Gantz. Meaning, it sounds like, if you've been the Daikit, it sounds like that would be totally Mutter. Because otherwise, what does Rashi mean? Meaning, if it's really just the same exact halacha as the Arvich Lazimna case, so why did the Gemara say it's such a funny case? Just say this. Elo what? Right? L'chayra. Elo what? Rashi must have meant. No, they're both good mitzvah the Kedusha. But the Gemara wanted to say a case of a Rav Mesrivis. It didn't want to say a case of Mutter and Gansin. So the feed that would mean Rashi meant it's not a Mutter and Gansin. You know what I'm saying? That Diak supports very much.
And the last word of Rashi is Mois Par Shalom.
Yeah, that's the first case of the Gemara.
So Mois Par Shalom.
That's the first case of the Gemara.
Oh, that had your ribbons on there.
No, that's the first. That's
a good book. I'm saying after Abdul Osman.
No. The last line of the Gemara is the first case of the Gemara. I'm going to buy Mekadosh Mova and Mekadosh.
Right.
That's all. That's something else. What you guys are arguing about is the other line in Rashi. No, you didn't know which line in Rashi you're arguing on. You're arguing on the other line in Rashi. I know what you're saying.
What is it again?
I'm being a
deep. I asked him again. What is it?
That's like, yeah.
The Hasan with the Kayyar.
So the question is, what?
What does that mean?
I'm like giving it to him, right. Now, as opposed to Makadish, where I gave it to her.
What's Kosher King? How do you read that?
Kosher King is just as good.
As opposed to
the next thing. As opposed to Makadish with the Karamais that I gave it to her a year ago. I'm giving it to her now.
What is the Kayyar Hakruta?
Because it has a value. The Anah of canceling the middle of it has a value.
Nothing to do with the actual law.
No, the Anah of canceling the middle of it has a value. That's the guy we did.
But the first one is that money.
Question one.
Money
gone. Yeah.
The
value of the Hana. What's my deal? Because if it would be called the Rav Mesrivis, then you'd ask in Rashi, why did the Gemara just say more push the case? The Gemara was looking for a case that was Mekudeshes for the Rav Mesrivis. That's what you're looking for.
Right.
The Gemaldic. Rashi found it. Where do you go? What do you have to talk about Avich Lazimna? That's a much more complicated case. What? Just say Pashit. Is Michael Danah being Michael Bechoyt? There is. That's the case. Mekudeshes. Ela Wat, it's much more mashma. No. That case would be Mutter and Gantz.
Only problem is,
That's my view.
You can't give up.
No, he's at, no. He wants to know in Smarter what's it. He wants to know about in Smarter what happened. So what do you say?
It's very confusing for the Gemara to say a din that enough Zilpa is the Kodesh,
but it's a Rav Mitzvah.
But by the way, Hanas Nova does work.
Stop it, though. A regular Hanas Nova with work and Zara. Right, that's right. That's right. The Gemara wanted to look at because the Gemara was teaching you that case. Yeah, the Gemara was teaching the more complicated case. That's right. That's what Rashi said. Yeah. But the case of Hanas Nova, that for sure would work. The Ritva also, the Ritva says, I just saw now. About the Mechilas Nova Mekadeshes and Mutter Lazarus came. The Ritva says it's clear that this case is Mutter. So what's the Svara Taka? So what do you want to say? Because the loan's finished. Meaning by Avrakul Zimna, you're saying, I mean, Mamshich the loan. So it's not called Ribbit Mamish, but I didn't outright charge you for, but I am taking something for extending the loan, so that's already doimet to ribis. Hashem came when I cancel it right now, I'm not taking anything from you. I charged you for the cancellation. Okay. But ribis means I'm charging you for you holding my money. That's a chiddush. Ribis means you're paying for holding the money. If you're paying for not having to pay back the money, that's not ribis at all. It's not even a rumbus ribis. Chiddush. I could have heard. What do you mean? Paying for having to pay back. It's the same thing for paying. Yeah, no. That's what they're saying. That's the harder what the Ritva and Rashi is saying. But I'm just saying, I did think that maybe that's not so bullish. Maybe that's the two that comes from both. So. Meaning, you can't pay to hold the money, but you could pay to not have to pay back the money. You could hear that having to pay not have to pay back the money is also similar enough to having to pay and hold on to the money to at least call it service their bond. They're saying no. They're saying no. It's Mutter and Gansin.
Instead of paying back, I'm giving you a better payment.
Yeah, I'm giving you something more. You're not taking your money that plus. You're not taking your money plus. Ribbons has to be that you got something more out of it. Good, so it's not ribbons. Katsutis, Haramas ribbons, but you got something more out of it. Yeah, no. Okay, fine, very good. That's back of the pshat. That's not what it's saying. The Ritzman says it's Mefarish, it's Mercury. He says it. But I'm saying the Rashi to Maduri that way. My point is the Rashi to Maduri that way also, because otherwise, let the Gemara have spent the more question of days. Okay, very good. The question is, when the Gemara thought that it was did what Tuvi was asking before, we have to come back to this tomorrow. And there's also a Rashba and another Chazon Ish on this line of Gemara, before the Tzidat. The question is, Tuvi asked this question, what about the Gemara at Hainu Milveh? I mean, we're talking about, I know it's Milveh. What was the Gemara's Kash exactly? By the case of 4 and 5. The case of 4 and 5, what about the Gemara at Hainu Milveh? But it's not. But now, we're talking about Tanoa Shavoy. We keep on the Machalik, Rashi is the Machalik, and the Gemara is the Machalik. Within the handah of it and the milk itself. So, what do you mean to ask?
Especially now,
you're
saying that it works
to cancel it up. Yeah, it's like a multi-cancel it up. So, there, by the 4 and 5, I understand we had a ribbis problem or whatever, or a Russian problem, we're going to call it. But what's the oil? The oil is milder? So, what is the milder? I didn't say milder. I said, I know, it's the milder. What's the milder? Cash, that's what you're asking. But Noah's Mechidah's Milveh is totally different than Milveh, which is what I've been saying from the beginning.
Yeah, but that's that going to work with
so by 4 and 5, would that work?
Well, I think what you can see is that Noah's will means, like, even if you consider it a Milveh, right? The first we have learned.
Yeah, even if you consider it a Milveh, let's say. And no, wouldn't it be a good thing?
That's what it means.
So, but we consider it a Milveh.
Well,
Milveh
means, like, and even if you would consider it
a Milveh. And I'm in Makadish Yu with the. I know I've been Michael that's Milveh.
No, but that's
not. It should work. Hold on. In a Hanabi, but the Ba'ai is not bothered by the Ribbis. The Ba'ai is asking an independent question. This is a Ribbis issue. The Ba'ai is a milk issue. What does he say? One second.
What he's trying to say by saying the money is the milvah, he's trying to say that the money is not there. You mechalish the money of the milvah is gone. It's not the money. The cancellation of the hanah, the cancellation of the milvah.
Well, you mean the boy is asking? You mean the boy is
the boy is canceling the extra.
In the world that they're considering it a real milvah. So what's wrong with Makarish the milvah? But if I'm in Makarish with that law of Mechila the milvah, We're looking for something that will work,
but it's also due to Mishnah Rabbah service.
So we found it, 4 and 5. Nah, that's Rabbah's mouth. One problem. What's problem number 2?
Problem 2 is that again. 4 and 5.
I'm 44. I mean, we need something to fit the description of the conclusion works. But it's a Roman service. What fits that description? Does 4 and 5 fit that description? So Gemara has 2 problems with 4 and 5 fitting that description. The first problem is a Russian problem.
What's the nickname? How do you call it? I
don't know. Bush.
Even if we didn't get complicated, even if we left out the whole risk, even if it's not a Russian problem, even if it's a Mamasha problem, whatever the problem of Ribbis Maoyed means, it is another problem called Milton. That's an independent problem. That's not a problem. That in and of itself is not a problem. Because Milva here really means an odd machil is Milva. Anybody have money? You spent it all in No, yeah, that's a dubious finding. Unless I'm missing something. There has to be a question answer to this, because that's my mistake. Where the cognition point is. Or the ritual. Let's say there is a fuck. What's still the problem? That it should be called the Rabbis Ribbis. That what? That it's called Ribbis Malia. What's it called then? What is it called?
No, it's not.
That's the first thing in the Gemara. She went to the old Eddie. The first thing the Gemara already said that. The old is the when it was not adding
you have a
man
out
there.
I had to go out. No, I don't know. Yeah, but not because the river's so hard. Just because even if there's been a problem with rivers over here, there's another independent problem we're building. That's what I'm just looking for. You're saying because if we did, that's what you're saying, because if we did, there could be a
car. Even the corner of a gas station.
So it's a mill. So then what? So then it's a problem for business. No, I don't know. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I understand like that. But anyway, that's... So then the problem is really the same problem. It's not... But in mill to here... Yeah, but not because it's sad to say.
I mean,
Louis Troy, there's no issue with ribbons. That's the point. And even if there'd be no issue with ribbons here, it can't work anyway because it's a mill.
I have a problem.
You can't be dependent on learning what the cousin is, because then...
Let's say that the worst... Let's say you don't say ribbon, right?
Oh, we're talking to Ellie. You tried to talk about what you were talking about, paying another guy to stand alone.
You don't know what he was talking about, but...
We have to see the choices. We have to see the choices. The long choices that we have to see. You know what?
I'm not sure.
I don't think I'm going to answer that question. Well, let's put it this way. Even if it did,
let's say,
well, it has to be something. It has to be a simpler answer.
How'd
you learn punch from Chapman Mark? Boy, Dinah Miller.
I didn't.
Look at the lady today.